Welcome to Press Start, an all NPR podcast about the art and culture of video games. I'm Ralph Cooper.
I'm Kyle Orland.
And today, we have a special treat.
And I'm Perrin Kaplan.
Boom, there's your treat.
Vice President of Marketing at Nintendo, is that right?
Vice President of Marketing and Corporate Communications.
All right, welcome to the show, Perrin.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks a lot, Perrin. Welcome to the show. We weren't ready for that.
Got the giggles.
Right, so I guess we could go ahead and just ask the obvious question. Perrin, I guess you guys at Nintendo really aren't going for the standard hardcore gamer, are you?
You know what? We actually are. We're doing that and then creating products that also appeal to everybody else. So it's not one versus the other. We are really looking at expanding.
So how are you doing that exactly, the hardcore gamer part?
Well, we have a lot of the different products from Zelda to Metroid to the Super Mario Galaxy that we just launched, which is getting huge rave reviews. Mm-hmm. And also, I have to say, the DS, the portable system, with the different games that are on that, we just launched Zelda for that as well. And the way in which you experience both those products, the DS and the Wii, has really re-challenged hardcore gamers to learn to play a new way, and I think they have found it to be really exciting.
Now, we know, Perrin, right now that the Wii is the best-selling system, and it's got some of the big-name support, but not necessarily all of it. I mean, you've got the EA, you've got the Guitar Hero support, but, you know, some of the third-party guys have been kind of middling. Why, can you give us a clue on why that might be?
Well, I think part of it is that games really need to be created specifically for both these systems, and some of the developers have been challenged in the best way to do that because it is a new way to think outside the box. But we are seeing developers and publishers that have come up with really amazing new and different things to do, like Guitar Hero. We have a variety of games that are from third parties that are actually selling very well on both systems. And I think the more they get experience on how to make new and creative and different games for those systems, the better and better those games are going to be. We obviously had a head start having been the company that's created both of those.
Do you think you're going to start to get the big-name exclusives like, you know, the BioShocks and that for the Wii third parties?
You know, definitely, yes, but I will also contend that any game that is by any third party is unique to the Wii and the DS anyway, based on, you know, it's a little bit of apples and oranges. What we've created here is an apple, and what the other systems are doing is an orange, in that how you experience it is completely different, and the kinds of people that also play are different.
Wow, you're good.
Oh, I'm just telling the truth.
Not
I have
nice.
To say that I, you know, gaming got too complex for me because I had a child and I'm full-fledged into a career and busy and stuck in a commute and all those kinds of things. And it has brought me back because it's really intuitive and easy and challenging and fun.
Do you feel at all that Nintendo really doesn't get enough respect almost? Because, I mean, you've got the two best-selling systems, but you still got the baggage of kind of being, you know, the family-friendly, the casual system. Yeah, the one for your little brother. Do you think that's starting to change now with the sales?
I think it's finally starting to change. You know, we have said it for years that we are for everybody, and our sales numbers demographically show that we sell systems to all ages. But I think we really had to find a way to have products that proved it in a very public fashion, which we are doing with this.
All right, so, Perrin, look here. Talk about to me the online aspect of you guys being able to play games online with the Wii. Like, I've been trying to play the online stuff, and not all the online stuff works as well. So talk to me about your feelings.
Yeah,
about that.
I think that we will be spending more time on that over the next year, quite frankly. What I probably would be doing if I were to play something online, I believe that I really would be playing Mario Kart on my DS across the country is what I would be doing.
Yeah, the DS has actually had more online support than the console, you know, where you have the internet connection in the home. I'm surprised how slow, given the competition from Xbox and PlayStation 3, they're really trying to integrate the online stuff, and the Wii seems kind of been left behind in that. Do you think you've lost the momentum there?
But again, it's apples and oranges. So Nintendo has done a lot of really different things. Virtual console, downloading all of those systems, having the Weather Channel and the News Channel, the Photo Channel, the Mi Channel, all the different aspects of our system. And we have chosen to do, quote-unquote, online in a different fashion. And you've seen how that's happened with the DS system. And the Wii will have it in a fully embraced way soon. It took a while on the DS for us to do it in a way that we thought would be really of most appeal on our systems to the consumer.
How soon?
What we'll spend time on. Definitely over this next year, you'll see more and more.
All right.
Now, here's my question. I am absolute. I'm sure if you're a listener, Perrin, like you say you are,
I am.
Then you know that we're fans of you guys. We love you guys over there. And we've been all over the Wii, and we're not going to be bashful about it. We do. We like you.
Very nice.
What I want to know is, What's coming next as far as integration between the DS and the Wii?
If I told you, that would be a big problem.
Why can't it be a big problem?
Well, because you just told me that you have millions and millions of listeners, and I know for a fact you do.
Well, okay, that's fine, and so I feel like we're giving our millions of listeners a small... Can you give us a hint?
I will meet you in a back alley in Chicago.
Chicago?
And we can have a little chat.
I know a lot of really good back alleys here in D.C., but we'll talk about
we'll
that.
Have
you know,
in
it,
car.
It has to be a city that would not even be connected with, you know, your show.
Okay, Philly. I'm fine. That's fine.
All right.
Go to Philly. We can
I'll meet
Philly.
You there.
You were talking earlier about the different way you guys have been doing online with the Miis, and I've been really liking the Check Me Out channel that you guys just released.
It's brand new.
A lot of fun. But when are you going to be able to do even more with the Miis? I mean, PlayStation's coming out with, you know, their home solution soon where you got a whole integrated world. That seems the perfect thing for your Mii avatars to do. Are we ever going to see something like
that? But see, what I keep hearing you saying is you're saying that other guys are doing this, so when are you going to do that? You know, I would challenge you also in reverse. Look at all the amazing stuff we have done and where we are in the marketplace, and look at what they're trying to do to mimic some of the successful things we've had. But again, we're going our own path. Each company is doing their own thing.
It's fair enough.
Their home deal is their home deal, and the Miis have turned out to be just such a hugely popular thing, which is why Check Me Out even came to be. That really came out of the popularity. So we're in tune with what the consumers are really enjoying, and then we're building things around that.
Another question for you, Parent, would be about what I like to call the unforeseen marketing success that you guys have had over there. People doing, like, the Wii happy hours. People, I've seen there's an Evite, you know, that people can send out to popularize their Wii parties.
You bet. There's so many amazing things. We have our hands on a lot of it. A lot of it is just happening in a really organic manner, and it just shows you the absolute enthusiasm people have for what they're working on in you know, achieving high levels in their game and wanting to share it with other people and share it with family and friends. And, you know, the enthusiasm has amazed us. It's kind of been a jaw-dropper for us, and it has happened with the DS as well as with the Wii. And we hope it continues. This is going to be another amazing holiday season. Millions of more people are going to experience it for the first time and be lit up. Life is stressful. We've got a lot of stress in the world in general, and I think just taking 20 minutes of joy out every day to have fun like that is, frankly, a really healthy thing. And if you can move your body around while you do it, that's all the better.
Move your body around. You know, that's a Wii Fit opening right there. You know that.
Wii Fit, which is coming next year. And sadly for me, I won't be here when that launches, in that I'm making the choice to, after 15 amazing years, leave Nintendo to go do some other things.
Yeah, was that a tough choice for you?
Very tough, because it's been a brilliant run, and I absolutely love what I do. But I think it's good to go do new things when you still love what you do. So Wii Fit will come out next year, and it's going to be a great product. I will watch with eagerness.
All right, so you got Wii Fit with the balance board. You've got the Zapper, which is coming out next week, I believe.
Right.
You got the steering wheel for Mario Kart coming out next year.
Which is so cool.
So there's a lot of add-on accessories there. Do you think, is it kind of a gimmicky feel to some of this?
It's only gimmicky if consumers think it's gimmicky. I think everything we've done so far has been wildly embraced. I think you can get a Mario Kart game and racing can feel as real as it can be when you actually can hold a wheel, truly hold a wheel. That's really cool. We've never done that before.
Real racing where you can throw banana peels at each other.
Yeah. What a blast.
Or use your DS to, like, drive around cars and stuff while you're playing the Wii.
Yeah, I mean, it's just awesome.
That's that's a freebie idea right there.
Yeah, I'm just giving you those, you know what I'm saying? I'm putting that out there for you, Perrin.
I'm going to pass it on.
No royalties required.
Not yet.
I think the world now will know that it was your idea.
Put the timestamp on it.
That's good. I don't get many of those. Not too long ago in the Express here in D.C., they ran an article where it showed people sitting on a back porch playing a Wii on, like, a 52-inch screen. It was obviously three people playing and, like, four or five, like, groups of people sitting back and watching the screen. The phenomenon to me of this, of people going over somebody's house and watching them play, is just interesting to me.
One of the things we realize is that people watching others play was almost as interesting to them as if they played themselves, which is another reason why we really wanted to get this in the hands of a lot of people and put it in the malls where people could just check it out and try it out. Because of its very body-moving nature and action-oriented versus just pushing buttons, people are like, that looks like fun, and then they want to try it.
So as far as those people who just see it and say, oh, I'd like to try that, do any of those go on, do you think, to become the hardcore gamers to really try out the tough games like Mario Galaxy, Metroid Prime?
Absolutely.
Or are they sticking with, like, Brain Age?
Absolutely. No, what we have found, amazingly enough, particularly Super Mario Galaxy, mm-hmm. is that people that are new to gaming are buying that game and loving it because their confidence level has gone up.
I have friends of mine that are hardcore Madden players, and they only played the PS3 or they only played the 360. And I was like, all right, well, you ought to check out Madden on the Wii and tell me what you like. And three of them went out and bought Wiis, and now they're playing it on the Wii, and they play online.
Yeah.
And they're serious with it because they're like, man, it's just better control. It's like, it seems to understand the plays better. Da-da-da-da-da. I like Perrin, the way that you guys, because I mean, to give you props here for a second, Perrin, you built a lot of that machine that we're seeing here over the past 15 years.
You mean Nintendo?
Not Nintendo itself. I mean, you know, as far as the marketing success that we've kind of seen over the past 15 or so years. Yeah, the machine is a beast. I mean, you've got from the Pokemon aspect, you've got the Mario characters, which have done everything from skeet shooting to soccer to brawling with other characters from games. I mean, like, you know, the what you've built over there is quite serious.
The Nintendo fans are really a different breed.
They're so passionate.
So dedicated.
It's incredible, and I love that. I have yet to have ever experienced that kind of passion anywhere I've ever worked.
Do you feel like that's something you've helped build, or it's just the products are so good that it, you know, gets
encourages
that devotion?
It.
I think that we have helped feed it, but I think that it's authentically there on its own because the products are so great.
Sure.
I don't think you can make people be in love with something if it doesn't happen naturally. I don't think any good marketer can make that happen. I think the product has to speak for itself.
It's true.
Consumers are savvy. Consumers are very savvy.
Speaking of new products, you got the Wii Zapper coming out, like
yes.
We talked about.
What a blast.
Yeah.
Nice.
Blast.
Ah.
What a pun.
Yeah. What's great, though, is, you know, you can be Link and have a bow and arrow, and how fun is that?
Mm-hmm. I'm a little concerned. Some of the media coverage, again, of this of the Wii Zapper has looked at it like, you know, a toy gun. There was an article in the Post recently, mm-hmm. You know, as this is the latest in a series of guns dating back to the late 1800s that are just, you know, encouraging kids to, you know, practice firing.
You know,
is that really something you want to put
her,
out in this
we
environment?
We read her article differently. That was really... we read the article a little differently.
What did you
we
think
read
of the article?
As, like, you know, it's been part of history forever and a day, mm-hmm. and let's not make a big deal of it. But I do want to point out to everybody that the first product we're launching is a bow and arrow, and it's Link, and it's, mm-hmm. so the intention is for it to give you the kind of sort of precision and target fun that you can have with something like that, whether it's shooting darts at a dartboard, you know, or whether it's going back to the Duck Hunt days.
Yeah, Duck Hunt. Sorry.
Yeah, Duck Hunt.
When's the new Duck Hunt coming out?
Yeah, can we get that? I mean, what we got in Wii Play just wasn't enough, personally.
We try to keep you thirsting.
Yeah.
The thing about the new Zapper, though, you kind of hold it at your hip.
Almost,
to shoot,
yeah.
Instead of, you know, with the old Zapper, you kind of look down the sight like an actual light gun, and now you're just kind of aiming at the sensor bar from the hip. Do you think that's going to
throw people so far say that they have loved it.
Yeah, no. The only small issue we had is that I couldn't do my traditional Jamaican style pounding when I play like that. I like to have the little side arm hold like you see in the movies, but
gangster style.
Yeah, exactly. But
dude,
wasn't working out so well.
Wasn't working out so
dude.
Well.
It's a little unwieldy.
Yeah,
for that.
A little bit
for
different.
That at least.
Yeah, but it was fun.
So far, everybody's just been digging it. So, you know, we're gonna make the assumption it's gonna be successful.
Yeah, definitely. We saw that we did get the chance to see the Link game and definitely had a ball playing it out. So. Yeah, I'm interested in it. And also what we saw at E3 was pretty nice as well.
Yeah.
The different games and the different levels of which you could do things. Some were serious
it's
and some
all,
were light.
It's so. All different, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. If nothing else, which probably is the reason why we're fans of you guys as much as we are, is the fact that you guys aren't doing the same standard first-person shooter, let's pop somebody in the head for a good 3 or 4 hours worth of a game. You definitely have different challenges involved with it. And I guess the last question I would have, Perrin, with you walking away and moving into something new, what do you feel might be the nicest achievement, we'll say, that you happen to achieve in the 15 years there?
Oh, boy, at Nintendo?
Mm-hmm.
I'd say helping build a really passionate team of people here that continue to love what they do. I think anytime you can make a family within a company where everybody really backs each other up and has the same passion, enthusiasm, and commitment, I think that's a pretty wonderful thing, because out of that comes all good work and great recognition for the company and its products and a lot of satisfaction for the people. It's been just absolute passion from day one, so I feel very blessed and very lucky.
All right. Well, with that, I think we're out of time. We'll wrap it up. Perrin, thanks so much for coming on the show.
We loved chatting with you.
Thanks.
You call us anytime.
All righty.
Will do. So,
okay. We hope you get sleep this holiday season.
It'll be tough with all the games coming out.
That's right. Thank you.
Thank you, Perrin.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
All right. So that's it for Press Start. For Ralph Cooper, I'm Kyle Orleans.
And for Rob Holt, I'm Ralph Cooper, too. And we'll holler.
I'm Kyle Orleans.
Oh, yeah, you are Kyle. All right, yeah, peace.
Later.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Acura, featuring the TL Type S with a 286-horsepower V6 and real-time traffic alerts. Learn more at Acura.com.